Tom Weitzel, the retired chief of the Riverside Police Department. Did you see the video, Chief?
Yeah, good afternoon. Yes, I did see the video. In fact, I've seen several of them, and I actually had some of law enforcement individuals that I'm still friendly with send me videos of the incident, yes.
Yeah, they probably saw more than what we've seen that's been published, and pretty typical of a teen takeover, right? Same type of stuff we see downtown, except this time it was a suburban pool.
Yeah, you know, this one was pretty violent, and it was also, you know, there was 200 to 300, and it was a smaller area. So that pool area, you know, isn't the downtown loop where, you know, might not look as many people. So when these kids showed with 200 to 300, it's a defined area that they were at, and they took over the parking lot as well.
Right. And so it took multiple agencies to disperse the group, and were there arrests made?
You know, there was only one arrest announced, and that was a 19-year-old out of Chicago, and that was a fireworks violation. And he was actually arrested after leaving the parking lot during a traffic stop. And then there was also a minor drug arrest for cannabis with that. But there was only one individual that they've announced, and they did have multiple agencies to assist Glen Ellyn. There's no way a suburban agency can handle that, just showing up that type of criminal activity. You would have to rely on your neighboring agencies for help. There's no doubt about that.
And we're seeing an increase in these teen takeovers. They're bold. I mean, let's face it, we all did some wild stuff when we were teenagers, but these kids are bold. They seem to have no fear of arrest because they're not getting arrested, are they?
You're right. There's no fear of arrest because they're not getting arrested. There's no accountability. It's actually lawlessness. You watch the video. There's a lot of other crimes. There's several batteries that took place there. They threw the pool attendant into the pool. That's a battery. There was several destruction of property. There was theft that took place. There's open drug use. So the park district is reporting that they're missing equipment. There's damage, severe damage to equipment there. And I read a quote from a parent that was a Glen Ellyn resident that was there with their kids, and she was scared to death, and she said she's not going back.
Yeah.
So, you know, what that does is to people that go to that pool, are you going to go there with your family and kids anymore after experiencing something like that? Or you're talking to your neighbors about what happened when you were there? Probably
and
not.
How quickly did the crowd converge on the pool? Like, in a matter of minutes, or was it over the course of an hour? When did they start to get wind that something was up? This was not your normal crowd.
It was a matter of minutes. In fact, there was an online post that it was supposed to go down in Naperville.
Your phone bumped out for a second. Are you there?
There you go.
So it was supposed to be
in Naperville.
It was supposed to be in Naperville.
But the TikTok went out from the kids. It was going to be in Naperville, and then they changed it to Glen Ellyn because Naperville had police officers already stationed in the locations they were going to.
Uh-huh.
So it happened in a matter of minutes.
So police are watching social media channels to try and get ahead of where these kids might arrive next. And you're telling me the police presence in Naperville persuaded them to not gather, and that's how they ended up in Glen Ellyn?
Yeah, that's what was put out on TikTok. It was going to go there, Naperville, and then they decided to switch over to Glen Ellyn to this pool. And yes, police are monitoring social media, but the suburban departments, you know, a lot of times they don't have the technology or the staff to do like you would see Chicago's Fusion Center or something that's much larger. So, you know, the suburban departments really have to collaborate with each other to be able to really closely monitor social media.
And when you say there were many crimes that were committed and they have these kids on video, why are there not charges being pressed?
You know, there are probably two reasons. One, they have to ask the victim. If the victim doesn't want to sign a complaint, there's going to be no charges. I don't know if the pool attendant just didn't want to pursue the charge.
Right.
And the other ones, they have to start to identify these kids. So they have to, you know, identify who they are, where they live, and then see if they could get a warrant. Because once they've fled the scene, you need to get a warrant. You're not just going to go pick these kids up, especially if they live in the city of Chicago. So it's not going to happen unless they pursue it that way. The community makes the demand to it, like people that were at the pool. The park district itself wants more police action follow-up on this. And I'm sure that Glen Ellyn is meeting with the pool staff to see that this doesn't happen again. But they should be evaluating all public venues. I would encourage any municipality that has those type of venues, pools, band shelters, downtown walkways, downtown shopping areas. You need to be prepared that these will come west, and I mean from the city to the suburbs. It'll come east to west. If you think it'll never happen to you, you're wrong.
Right. And how are kids getting there? Are they driving? Are they taking a train? How do they arrive?
Yeah, Glenn Ellum reported that they drove there, that there were numerous cars filled the parking lot. So they, almost all of them, if not all of them, drove. That's what was publicly reported.
Well, I would imagine when they're fleeing the scene, if you're running from the cops and you're a kid, you're probably breaking a few traffic laws as well. That's why, you know, I know this is just me, a citizen, but I'm thinking, why can't you demand an ID from every one of those kids who showed up and then go back, match the database with who committed the crime, and you've got your person?
True. But you know what? They just rushed. They didn't pay. They just rushed through the gate or the doorway or the entranceway to that pool. So they just disregarded any pool attendant or any gate attendant and just came in. They're not giving any ID anyways. They just pushed them aside and went right in. Because it's a takeover. That's what they're going to do. It's a takeover. They're not there to swim. They're not there to have a good time. They're there to cause a ruckus. And they're there to cause, you know, and they filmed it. They filmed everything. I mean, so they're filming live and posting on Instagram and TikTok why they were doing it.
Yeah, it just seems like something could be done, but nobody seems to know what to do.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon now that Chicago is experiencing. Now the suburbs are experiencing it. Warm weather, beautiful locations, downtown areas, easy to get to from the expressway. It's not hard. You know, people say, well, how did they find their way to Glen Ellyn if they're all from Chicago? And I'm not sure they're all from Chicago, but say a majority are reported to have been from Chicago. I mean, it's not hard. You take the expressway, you know, you jump off at one of the exits and you go into the suburban communities. That's the way it's always been, no matter what the crime is.
Yeah. Do you think we'll see the eventual use of drones over some of these public spaces so they get some fair warning when they see crowds approaching?
Yes, and you will see drones used for tracking them when they leave, too. So many of the departments do have drones that are mounted in their squad cars in the back, and you would see those officers probably be deployed. And if they're fleeing the scene, it'd be a good way to track their vehicles, get license plate numbers, identifications, and then use that for follow-up for criminal charges.
So you don't see an end to it, at least not this summer, right?
Well, the only way that's going to end is if parents, you know, people don't want to hear this, but the parents have to intervene. They have to take control. I mean, every single one of those kids attending this, you know, had parents, grandparents, caretakers, caregivers, you know, they have to intervene. They're not listening to the police, and they're not listening to even other public figures that even you've seen it in Chicago. They plead with the kids, don't do this. You know, give alternatives we give you. They write letters to the school district and say, please encourage this activity to not occur. That's not working.
Yeah, well, I don't think, I think many of these kids aren't going home and saying, hey, I was a part of a teen takeover, Mom. And then many are going home to homes without parents or parents that actually give a damn. So, you know, that it's just, man, we got to grip on it. Got to get a grip on it. And we do it by talking about it. So thank you so much for joining us, Chief. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Len.
That is Chief Tom Weitzel, retired chief of the Riverside Police Department.